Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
So instead of being like that, it's just, you know, you just continue to speak in positivity.
Well, that was really screwed up. This is Boo. I don't know where my co-host is. I don't know what's up, but I figured I'd try to see what I could do, and if not, it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But I want Kevin to know that he cannot hold me down, the group down, or no one else down. That's why I'm here, solely for the group that I love and the people that I love in the group. That's why I'm here. So you can keep trying all you want, but I'm going to keep rising. So, and now that being said, there's I know this is infinite. Hey, how are you? I don't know how it's going to go, but fuck it. We might as well try. You there?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, yeah, this kind of started off funky, but I just figured, you know, you're here if you want to stick around. I don't know how long you want to stick around. I'll see who else calls. If not, then that's my kitty. I don't know where Raz is. I think he got mixed up somewhere, but he'll probably call. If not, then we'll just end the show. But I'm not going to just, you know, lay down and die and take it. You know what I'm saying? And I know it was kind of confused this week, but he threw me out again for shit I didn't even do. So, you know, he just doesn't want me there. He doesn't like me, whatever the case may be, but I don't give a shit. So he doesn't own the show. That's the good news. So, and you don't have to say anything. You don't have to get involved, which I totally understand. And, you know, he's just going to keep throwing me out, and I'm just going to keep coming back. So that's that. So anyway, do you want to read your poem, or do you have a SoundCloud? You got a SoundCloud? You want to help me read?
Can you stick around? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes. I don't have a SoundCloud, but I do have a poem. I just didn't put it in the topic. If you'll give me,
it's only us. Can you read me your favorite? Or you'd rather not? You don't have
I'll read.
I just think that poem's sexy as heck. And I need a little happiness, you know. Maybe you could stick around and help me read a few. I know Pee-wee's out there, too. I don't know if I'll define Rez, but, you know, I'm just not going to cancel everything because he told me to, F that. Well, he didn't tell me to, but you know what I'm saying. Anywho.
It's all good. Yeah, we're in it for this. I will grab my poem, Link, and put it on the book.
Okay. Sounds good. Hi, Pee-wee, by the way. Thanks for the true people to stick around. Okay.
Do what?
Thank you for the true people that stick around, so I appreciate that. I will shut up now.
Oh, you're good. So I put the link on the board. And this is titled, Come, My Dear, Into Eternity. Aphotic, I have found my final peace, enduring a pursuit that would never cease. Plagued, I implored evermore for release. Taunted, a world that lied of a golden fleece. Into blindness, 'twas I unfairly born. Into the light, my eyes staggered, traveling, forlorn. Into nothingness, vision, a mystery to mourn. Into grief, consumed over what I could never adorn. Tell me, what exactly is color, dear friend? Darkness shrugged with empty hands. Tell me, would she explain what day is then? Darkness spoke, nay, there I've never been. The stars, are they as bright as I've been told? Surely this ye know, for in every night they ye hold. Nay, they pierce like knives with their light so bold, and powerless am I, such beauty I shan't e'er behold. Different, I feel nothingness, 'tis new. Still in darkness embrace, now death thereto. Intimate, a door his guiding hand softly took me through, but darkness followed, the friend I've always knew. I suppose I'll go, taking their hands pleasantly, as a somber song rang out, a beautiful melody. As death joined darkness and they sang just for me, come, my dear, into eternity. End poem.
A lot of likes. That's, you only wrote it, what, June? You just wrote this, got a lot of likes on there. This is really good. This is romantic and dark, which I always love. And I love the picture. Was the picture the prompt, or?
Say what again?
The picture the prompt? Or no, the prompt is the on the bottom. You found the picture. I just love the picture. But this to me is dark and sexy, you know? The very first word alone. I don't know how you say that, but I know what it means. But final peace, and almost like, you know, you're willing to go through hell, to go through everything you've been plagued by. If on the other side, it will bring you what you're looking for, which is forlorn, which I love that word. You know, the love, I don't think this is totally about love. I think it's about friendship and looking for something true and making it through the dark times. That's why the darkness spoke to you. And then you're almost like in disbelief. The stars, are they as bright as I've been told? Like, it's like a storybook kind of, that you don't know if it's true or not. And he's like, no, they pierce like knives. Like, he's trying to tell you, don't go through, you know, it's all bullshit, don't believe it. But then again, it's the devil, right? So what else could he be telling you? But you still believe, even in the darkness. Like we say, intimate, a door has guided, hands softly took me through, but darkness followed. Like, you're trying to get away, and he's just on your heels no matter where you go. And I know, and he's still... almost like you're in love with the darkness of the devil. I know that's almost like he's just like, take you with me and then you'll finally be maybe in some kind of peace because you're sort of a tortured soul. I don't know if I'm right on that one, but it's really deep in my opinion, well written, and yeah, the mental and physical darkness here, and also the darkness of love and who to believe, which way to go. You know, I don't know if you won the contest or if it was for a contest, but it's really, really good. I don't know if I'm close. Am I close? We've got time, so you might as well complain.
So what it is it's actually from the perspective of a person who is born blind, and you don't get to know anything really about their life except for the fact that they're actually facing death. And it seems unfair to the person who has been blind their entire life that they're now facing death, that they, you know, that they never got to see anything of value. At least that's the way they feel. And I guess the real thing is that it's telling you, in a certain way, that though darkness has always been there with him, he decided in the end to finally befriend darkness, and then to realize, well, now there's something new. There's someone new here, and his name is Death. But he questions darkness at first, like, you know, why haven't you been able to show me this? And darkness himself said, I can't behold it. I don't know what it is either. I'm just as lost, to these questions as you are.
Kind of like, you know, pun intended, the blind leading the blind in a way, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that absolutely is befitting of the situation. I mean, darkness can't describe to you what light is because darkness can't see light. And you know, I guess the antithesis is light can't really see the dark because when either one is present, the other is not.
Yeah, yeah.
And the stars pierce like knives because the light is cutting through the darkness.
Yeah. You know, we were just having a conversation about this in another poetry group, which I should mention. We're over on the, I don't know if you've ever been on the Clubhouse app, but we have a poetry house over there, and we do a lot of stuff over there as well. If anyone's interested to join, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot different than this app, which could be a good thing. But yeah, I'll put that information on the board, but it's a lot of fun, and it's pretty much not just poetry, every subject you could possibly imagine, about anything you can imagine, open 24 hours a day. There's always somebody there to talk to. So we have a house over there, and it's pretty active over there. So that's fun, if anyone's interested. We have almost 1,000 members, I think, over there. So just something else you could do if you wanted to get your poetry out there, thought I'd mention. Yeah. It's on iOS and also on Android. So, yeah. Like, you find yourself addicted to it because it's like you could just stay there for days, literally. And, yeah, it's an interesting concept. And I think that you're very big, because you don't seem like a dark person to me. You seem like a very bright person, honestly, with a very good personality. Why do you think that you're so attracted to the darkness?
Well, I haven't actually had the most chipper of life. Of life events. Honestly, I've been through my own version of hell. Everybody has their own moments in life that is hell. To some, those things that which you consider hell, others have been able to deal with fine, and vice versa. There's things about that I think that would be okay was harsh. Would be harsh to someone else. And I guess the deal about it is for the longest I tried to fight the dark feelings that I have, and it honestly made me a very angry person, a very, you know, I wouldn't say hateful to others so much as hateful to myself and to the social environment that I absolutely steered away completely from. And it ended up being a point where I befriended the darkness. And in doing so,
you can't beat it, try it.
Right, and so I started writing on that, and it's funny, I tried writing the whole light, happy, beautiful situation, and honestly, it just comes out really, really corny and cliche.
Yeah,
and,
I feel you. The same way. Not everything's rainbows and unicorns. Right?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Not everything's rainbow and unicorns, right? I mean...
Yeah.
You said you tried to write the happy, joy, but some people just can't do it. I love the darkness, too, so I'm with you.
I just, and that's another thing, too. I find, that's why I like horror movies. I find the dark and the scary and the macabre and even the sad to have such its own beauty about it. Like, and it's hard for someone who hasn't been through its own versions of darkness and to seeing, you know, darkness in its thickest points to be able to see how it can be beautifully done. It can be beautifully described. I mean, I know that sounds crazy because most people, when they see it, they're thinking it's a bad thing. But darkness can be just as beautiful as the light. You just have to look at it from a different angle. I mean, you can't really hold yourself back from the way you view things because honestly, that's gonna break the bank. That's gonna be what actually will cause a writer's block when you try to turn off your mind's eye to how you see things. And I've pretty much done realize that if I'm gonna be a writer, one that's solid, you know, I've got to be willing to open my eyes to everything. And I don't know, maybe I'm just rambling here, but
no, you're not.
I get.
No, I feel you. I feel you. And I agree. Like, you know, I've been through a lot of shit. And, you know, like you said, everybody has, right? But there is a lot of beauty in it, you know. Not everything's – those corny people that are just so fake, you know. Even the people that are dark that try to write light, it's like, ugh. You know, it doesn't seem genuine. It doesn't seem real. So, you know, you write what you embrace, and I think that's a good thing. So good for you. Now, guess what I'm going to make?
Do what?
Now, guess what I'm going to make you do? Let me go see if anybody's on the line. Here, let me go see. Is that me? 213? No, that's not me. Okay, hold on. I'm going to make you do my fave. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Candy, baby?
Hi, I was just calling in. I wanted to call in at 9 and... kind of dingy sometimes. I was like, oh, 9 o'clock Eastern time. I'm an hour late.
Yeah, we had technical difficulty. And my co-host is missing, so I don't know. I think he thought we didn't have a show today, but this is Infinite Destruction. This is my friend, Candy Baby. She's an amazing poet over there on Clubhouse, which I was telling him about. So I don't know if you probably didn't hear his poem, but Infinite, will you read my favorite for me?
Are you talking about the Jack the Ripper piece?
Yep.
All right. Do you want... All right.
I
want
to hear you read it. And then we'll
you
do TV.
You
want to
hear
recording? Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't mind. I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Oh, no, I don't mind.
Okay, cool.
I can't guarantee I'll be as theatrical, but I'll try it.
Okay. Good.
Here we go. Let me get the link on the board first.
Okay. Candy, I'm going to have to, not right now, not this minute, but we're going to have you join the group over here so you can see the poems actually, like, as we're reading them. That way it's easier for you to see them. Usually there's a lot of people here too, but there was confusion, I think, so. But it will still have a good time. All right.
Okay.
I'll send you that link and all that stuff later. So let me know when you're ready, Infinite. And I'm going to send Candy Baby the words. Okay.
I've got it. The link in the group.
Okay.
Drunken. I wobbled into the cobble that was lantern lit. Sullen. My body battled the bourbon rattle with lesser wit. Succumbing to the unknowing, such horror harrowing me to this state. The sleuth, this demon in a gentle suit, bared no fruit. I dared to quit. Each mutilation, evisceration, such ghastly scenes, my eyes now filled with desecration. But was I seeking not man, but monster? My thoughts, a superstitious conversation. A witless witness had said they had saw him, but even that 'twas but a rumor. Make a mistake, for goodness sake, I exclaimed aloud outside this police station. They all were ladies, though whoring they'd done before their goring. Their throats nigh severed, their organs levered, unto their shoulders left there for storing. But what of Madam Tabram? Was she the first to quench thy thirst, to do the will of Satan? Was it just coincidence that each incident happened in the witching hours before morning? I know Whitechapel is no apple of the eye, 'tis for sure. But thy inhumanity is a driving insanity, not I nor they must endure. Now, Jack, what makes thee tick to do the sick deeds that makes even the headman turn his back?
Was it a whore that tore thee inside out, that makes ye want to see their blood a-pouring? Fraught with peril, my people hath become on a daunting level. This burden to find thee hath left me unsettled, disheveled. But I, Frederick Aberline, fear my rage will unfold untold, and I'll cross that line to take justice of my own, should e'er I come face to face with thee, ye faceless devil. End poem.
That was a good read. I liked it. I thought it was pretty theatrical. I know I always put you on the spot with that one. But I love the picture. I love the old school writing. I just, a drunken, I sent you the words on, by the way, on the Clubhouse Candy, just to this, so you know. Drunken, I would be the one who was the lantern lit, like, just the whole vibe of it, just even when he's wearing the coat, like, I get into the picture, too, you know. It's the horror, but it's, again, I don't know, maybe it's me, maybe it's something about you, and I'm just really weird and horny, but it's something about you, everything you write is, like, sexual, underlying sexuality. I don't know if you do that on purpose, or if it's just the way that you write, you know what I mean? But it has that underlying, it's not tanky or anything, it just has, they were all ladies, you know, whoring around, done belong in the goring, like, just whoring and goring, I love that mixture, the rhyme there, their throats are severed, but even that, you make it sound kind of cool, like, you know, you'd almost volunteer for it, as long as he was doing it, unless I'm just twisted, which is possible. And yep, then your wording, yep, you know, fought with peril. I love that wording. Like, I don't know, I just think you're awesome. And I think your writing's awesome. Your personality is amazing. I like the whole thing. Yeah, as you know.
I certainly appreciate it. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm trying to be sexy. Perhaps it's just a natural, unintentional consequence, but positive nonetheless. Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, when I wrote this, everybody always either writes as a victim or writes from the perspective of Jack the Ripper himself. But this, I had to be different for this particular, this was for a contest long ago. And I wrote this specifically to be different from the viewpoint of the person who was trying to catch the damn thing, the damn man, you know? And we don't even know if it was a, we assume that Jack the Ripper was a man, which, I mean, you know, I'm not anti-feminist or feminist, so just leave that topic alone. But, I mean, it could have been a woman. Could have been a woman who, like, maybe her husband cheated on her with a whore. And
yeah, maybe.
Maybe she was pissed off at whores, and maybe that's what she wanted to do. We don't know. But,
fucking whores? No, I'm kidding.
But, I mean, and then that's the cool part about Jack the Ripper is even the people that were trying to catch him couldn't do it, you know? That
yeah,
was their
you know,
job.
He's like, ha-ha. Right?
Yeah, it's not like he's going to pop up and say, hey, I'm Jack the Ripper, by the way. My name is actually Steve. Yeah.
My name's Dick. Nice to meet you. I'm kidding. Yeah, really. He's going to throw himself in the way of everything. That's funny. I was wondering for this contest if you won. Did you win anything?
I actually only won bronze, but it's okay. I mean, if I was to enter it into another, I don't know if I would actually get a – actually, I've entered this into two other contests, looking at this one since I brought it back. And, oh, wow, they still haven't judged it. It closed on the 20th.
Oh, wow, that's an old, well, I thought I was bad before. That's good.
And, another one is June 13th, so it wasn't long ago that I put it in into that one, but.
Hard to find contests anymore, right?
Well, and the thing is it's hard for me to write to a contest. Sometimes I'm able to do that. But sometimes it's like something hits me and I write it, and the screwed up part is I'm going to look through the contest and I'll find something that I could have wrote this and it would have fit, and they don't allow pre-writes, and I'm like, well, damn it.
Yeah. That's funny. That always happened to me, too. Or you're like, oh, and then you already see it right when it's too late. It's like, oh, shit, too late now. But, yeah, I like your, I love your vibe anyway. I think it's just uniquely you, you know?
So, I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah.
So,
believe it or not, Pee-wee's going to call in. He said 5 minutes. That'll be a first, so that'll be cool. Let me check if anybody else is on the phone line. Then we can hear Candy Baby. We're going to have to listen real good because we're not going to see her words, but she's pretty, you know, she's easy to understand. So, would you like to read yours, Candy? Are you still there? Oh, she's still there, yeah. 213. I forgot you live in L.A., I think, or near me somewhere. I did unmute her, right? Yeah, I did. Okay. I didn't put myself on mute, did I? No. Okay. Second. Candy, you there? All right. If not, then I'll wait for her to come back. I'm gonna wait for Pee-wee, but I was gonna play a SoundCloud that I have here. It's really good. In time. I don't know if you know or if you've ever heard Rob Cohen before, but pretty damn good. If I can find the one I need to turn my light up. Let's see. Wow, there's a lot of things with him in here. I put his name up here. Wow, there's a lot. Okay. I thought I would find it quicker. Venetian. The one I'm looking for is called... I'm going to do this. Why, this whole time my cat's biting my... Oh, my God, this cat's teething. She's driving me insane. I just keep throwing her down. She's coming back up. Okay. So I'll get the poem in a second. I'm looking for the sound. I think I might have spelled it wrong. Damn. Yeah. That's weird. Oh, well. Okay. I'll find it while we're reading another poem. Okay. Since I don't do it under pressure. Would you... I don't know what happened to Candy.
I'm going to go over... I don't know.
You there, Candy? The first time she called, so maybe she's not sure. So I'm going to go back to the folder. Let's see what we got. I think Pat's going to call, too, in a minute. So I'll read one from... I'll put it on the board. Let me see if I can find a girl. I'll read Jenny in the Deep here, and I'll put it on the board. Let's see. Oops. This is much. He said, give me 5 minutes and I'll call in 5 minutes. Okay, that's good. All right, so I'm going to put Jenny on the board. Thanks, Destruction. Thanks for your support. Thanks for hanging out. I hope you can hang as long as you can. I'll read this one from Jenny. My wounded heart dies unhealed. And there's somebody. Let me grab somebody over here. I think this might be Pee-wee. Hello. Who's calling?
It is Pee-wee.
It's, hello, thank
how
you
we doing?
For calling. This is the first time you ever called, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, to LCN. I called a couple times when I was listening
yeah.
to poetry.
Cool. I feel special, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Support.
I was going to read Jenny real quick, and then I got your SoundCloud. I don't know if you wanted me to play it or if you wanted to read it yourself, whatever you want.
Oh, so go ahead and play it when you do. That's fine.
Okay. So first... Jenny's, this is My Wounded Heart Dies Unhealed. Bad title, okay. Yeah. Nothing can heal my wounded heart, melted to a crisp by love's bane in the past. Let it be drowned in my own bleeding tears. Attempts have been made to save me. Heroes have been sought to rescue my soul, but no one can help me, not even save myself. Feeble and weak, my heart grows daily. Ripped apart with no tourniquet to heal it, my limp body fails to the splintering falls to the splintering floor, crawling away crawling away on your burning coals. Pain increases, never does it truly subside. Unable to hide my misery, I go up in flames. My jaded heart will never dream again. Numb to touch, nothing more to feel as my life escapes through unhealed wounds. End poem. Oh, that's sad. Well, I mean, I guess the title says it all, right? My wounded heart dies unhealed. This isn't just heartbreak. This is like severe heartbreak. Like you feel like you're going to die. I don't know if any of you guys have been there, but I have, where you feel like life's over. You're never going to move on. You're never going to heal. You're never going to get over it. Shit, that sucks. I've only been there like once that bad, but feeble and weak, my heart grows daily. It's ripped apart. I guess she didn't see it coming. Isn't that always worse, too? Because that's happened to me before, where you're like, everything's going good, and the next thing you know, they're like, hey, I'm leaving. And you're like, what? I didn't even know we had a problem. So, yeah, this is sad, and I hope it's not too literal. It looks like it might be new. Or maybe, hopefully, just for a contest. But, yeah, I felt this one. What'd you think, Infinite?
Well, let's see. Where am I? I wanted to find the line that stuck out to me. One second.
Okay,
here it is. Crawling away on your burning coals, pain increases. Never does it truly subside. Unable to hide my misery, I go up in flames. Man, that's just, that right there is totally relatable. When you feel like the other person actually, is at fault for breaking your heart, maybe they did something that caused the issue, and it was a negative thing. I mean, I've been through that situation, and it does feel like you're crawling on your stomach, like you're barely getting by. You're barely existing. But all the while, you're feeling the anguish of the pain that you wish you could hug, the one who caused the pain. And you know that every time you feel that feeling of wanting to embrace them, it's just going to be a new scorching burn to you. And you can't get away from that misery. So it's just like a vicious cycle of, you might as well just feel like you're on fire, but in the worst way possible.
Yeah. And you feel like you're going to die, like it's just life's over. Let me grab this call, then we'll get a comment from Pee Wee. Hi, who's calling? 757.
Hey, it's Pat.
Hey, Pat. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
Hey, Ruth. Sure.
Nice of you to come. I appreciate it. So we were listening to Jenny's poem, and then now Pee-wee's going to give his comment on it. What did you think, Pee-wee? Did you feel it?
Pretty amazing, honestly, at what she does, because she came in after I'd been here for a minute already. She's not been on the site all that long, 6 months or so, maybe a little more. But she has this way of just doing these pieces that are so painfully relatable that it just tugs at your heart. And so I don't know how she could be through everything she has been and still be alive, It's just, she blows my mind all the time.
And you think, you think, God dang, how many tests does one person need, right? Like
exactly.
Sometimes I feel that way too. I'm like, how many times do I got to get that back up? I'm getting exhausted, even if you are resilient, enough gets to be enough after a while. I don't know if you're a tank. Jesus. That's how I feel about this fight with me. Jesus Christ. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, Pat. Probably not, but I just thought I'd ask.
No, I haven't read it yet, but I'm going to.
I'm going to get Pee Wee's up. He has a recording. So his is always a great recording, kind of creepy Pee Wee.
Well, thanks.
You're like... tonight we're all into the darkness, so that's cool. Fuck unicorns and rainbows. All right.
Exactly. It's not unicorns and rainbows kind of night.
Yeah, really. Like, that's, you know, a lot of us, when I hear that stuff, all the positivity stuff, I like positive, but sometimes it's like, you know, yeah, right, don't try to fake that your life's so great when you know damn well it isn't. Okay, so audio. Appreciate you guys coming. So, we have so many in here. Oh, wait, where am I? Oh, duh, I'm in the wrong spot. I don't like doing this all by myself. I'm going to kick Raz's ass when I see him.
What are you going to say? What?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that he thought that we didn't have a show or something, a situation, but I'm not letting that bring me down. No way. Good luck.
Right.
But that's not going to happen. So I rise above. Luckily, he has nothing to do with this show. I'm sure that would already be in the toaster a long time ago. So let's see, today's the 18th. I think I put it under 618. Yeah, thank God for that. You know, okay, here we go. Pee-wee, here we go.
The precipice. On the precipice of eternity, I sit, pawing at the paper-thin veil that masks your reality from all of it. Which I must see and accept fact. To don the cloak of ignorance, divine, one would suppose it, although that's a destiny was never mine. Forced to watch realities come and go. Far from omnipotent, just cursed to see into the abyss and eternity. Frightening to see inside the worst. Time's becoming too much for me. On the precipice, watching spirals of madness overtaking my brain, eating it away like something viral, short highway headed for insane. Would I show you the world as my twisted thoughts show me? I would give my brain to anyone for eyes just as twisted, don't you see? Those eyes I would gladly rake, but to know how life should be. Masochistic, sadistic, and fake. For me, freedom is a lobotomy. Here I stand again on precipice, drawing rings around your moon. Years I spent preparing for this. Oblivion cannot come too soon. Rip the fabric to shreds again. Chaos reigns through the land. Returning home to my oblivion. See the end come by my hand. And boom.
Wow. What a difference between the way you talk here and the way you sound there. Like, whoa. And I love both of them, but that's really creepy. Maybe it's me, Pat. Maybe I'm just horny. I have no idea, but wasn't that, I thought that was hot. I don't know. What do you think, Pat?
Oh. Well, I like how, Pee-wee, you put music with your, when you read your poems. I think it adds a lot to the overall feeling. I feel like you're losing your mind in the poem, and you're kind of trapped.
Yeah. It almost seems like it's almost like you live two different lives, you know, your dark side and the light side. I'm not saying you're weird or sadistic or anything, but in the poem, this person is cold, they're calculating, they're, you know, obviously dark, right? But at the same time, seems like there's a light. I was looking at the picture, what the picture there was, but I can't see it very good above there, but the cloak of ignorance, divine, one would suppose that's a destiny of mine. Almost like you were born into the darkness and the sadness, and people just expect that from you. So you feel like that's who you got to be. And then the madness, like you're going insane in here a little bit in your mind, to that hollow part of insanity. And I do love the format of the poem. I always look at the page and the way it's like presented. I'm a big sucker for, it's a bad habit that I have, that people think it's weird that all the lines are equal like that, that none of them go over, that they look square, like very boxy like that. I like that. Well, I like the way that looks. I don't know if you did that on purpose or not. That's a weird thing that I have OCD. But here I stand against drawing rings around the moon that years I spent preparing for oblivion. And you know it's coming soon. Like, you're dreading it. You know it's coming. You've been knowing it's coming. You know you're going to lose your shit. You know it's coming to the fan. And you're preparing for it. But how can you really prepare for a break in sanity, right? So it questions that. Really great read. Really creepy. I don't know if we're close, but enjoyed it. I don't know if you wanted to say anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, you were on the right track there. I mean, it is. My past and stuff has, you know, obviously comes out a lot in my rights. So I was a heroin junkie and whatnot, you know, for quite a while. So that's kind of that dichotomy you were talking about there, you know, the two different sides of it. And more or less, it's about the
gist. A lot of your poems are about addiction. Did you struggle for a long time?
Oh, yeah. It was over a decade on heroin, so it's, you know, obviously pills and all that crap started way before that, too, so it's...
Oh, did you ever mess with that?
It was a long time.
You don't mess with the fentanyl, do you? Shit's the devil.
No, not anymore.
Good. That's good.
Like,
I start ruining lives on a daily basis, you know?
It's insane.
It's so bad, and it's mixed in everything, you know?
Oh, it's crazy.
Real quick, I want to say hi to 917. Who's calling?
Hi, Boo. It's Fran. How are you?
And how are you, Franny? Oh, I got kicked off again.
Good.
You know how it goes. I was only there 2 days.
Oh,
I got the boot.
I didn't even
do anything. I didn't write anything. So,
you
yeah.
You were
he
off
has...
2 days?
I was
and
off for a year.
Off?
And then he kicked me off again. Yeah.
I don't believe it.
He didn't even do anything or write anything. So, you know, he just has it out for me pretty much. So, luckily, he has no bearing in this show, thank God. And
I know.
So, yeah, that's what happened there. I'm like, man, I don't know what you have against me, but shit. You're not going to get me down because guess what? I own the show, so fuck you. You know? So he can't do shit to our show. I'm probably going to get thrown off again, and I'll be back. You know, he threw off Raz, too. Raz didn't do anything.
Where is Raz? I haven't heard from him. Is he on or off or what?
I'm out, too. Yeah, he's trying to ruin the group and ruin everything. But, you know what, we're going to keep standing, no matter what, with or without the site. Raz hasn't done a thing but support me, and that's bullshit. He should let Raz back.
I don't understand why he bothered Raz. Really? I don't know why he bothered you either, but the whole thing
everything
is
he says
nuts.
Is a lie anyways, and anybody who really knows me knows it's a lie. And if you look at his proof, quote proof, it's fake, it's bullshit, and it's not real. So, you know, they don't like the fact that I can stand up for myself and I keep coming back, and I'm not going to quit. You're not going to cower. There's a lot of people on that site that have been kicked off or scared away, threatened, bullied, all of that. Yep, and they stick together in that pack mentality. So, you know, I don't like to see anybody survive, rise up. When I came back, most people, except for one, was happy, sending me messages. They were grateful, blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
I didn't know what you came back as. You didn't
our rating
your name.
Too, by the way. So our show ain't hurting. So, yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Okay, it may be a few things. Maybe the fact that I cursed him out many times. Maybe the fact that I've called him a puss. And everything else, which he
funny.
And I'd say to his face if I could, but you know, the fact of the matter is he owns the site. I can't do shit about it. I've tried. I've even tried to be nice, which was hard. But you know, 2 days. I'm only there 2 days. You can go look at my page, Miss Little Boo. You'll see it says banned. So now I'm banned in three countries.
You put banned on the page?
Yeah, just to be a dick.
I don't believe this.
Yes, yeah, so
I really don't.
He hates me. But I'm, you know, I came back for the group only. I love the group. I love the people in the group. I love doing the show. So you're not going to kick me out. I'm going to create a Discord for everybody, too, in case he shuts the show. We can still do hook up over there, anybody who wants to.
Right.
Or whatever, because I wouldn't be that be surprised. I know that he listens to the show, too, which is hilarious. So I don't know why you're being a dick, Kevin, but you don't scare me. So bring it. That's what I say. Anywho, on that note, you know, it's unfair, and it's unfair for Raz, because Raz doesn't deserve it. Raz hasn't done anything
wrong. Is Raz on the show tonight, or he's not on the show?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's why he's not here, because he's so upset, and that's not right. Yeah, all he's done is support me for the last year and a half, been my partner. So I think he's either trying to lay low or he doesn't, I don't know. But Raz, we love you. You've done this to support me. I love you, so you don't got to worry about that. You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
Raz, come back.
He's my partner. He got to get his ass back here. I don't want to do all this.
Get back.
Yeah, where is he? I don't know. I guess he's at home, but yeah, I think he's laying low this week, so, which is a shame because, you know, he loves poetry. He needs poetry like the rest of us do. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, for me, it's therapy, whether or not he's there or not. I was going to say, Pee-wee, if you ever, and Pat, if you guys, Pat's already over there. Francine, if you guys ever wanted to join Clubhouse, it's available on iOS and Google. We have a big house over there. We do stuff over there, but it's a whole different ballgame.
I know, you told me, and I never think of it. I never get over there.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's way different. I don't know if Pat actually got the full spiel when she was over there, but it's fun. I'm going to put the link up there. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is with me, but, you know, this has been from day one.
I'm
been
so happy that you were back
already.
On. And I said I had to find out your name on.
Yeah.
I didn't know
this
your name
the
on the
This is time I've been thrown off. So
the
last he had to bring me back. So many people complained, and they wrote him letters, and he had to bring me back. But, you know, they're looking for any reason, any excuse just to get rid of me. So, but that ain't gonna. I'm a tenacious bitch. So, no, I mean, I have friends that have been bullied off there, and then they just go away quietly.
Really?
I refuse. Yeah, I can name some names. You probably know that. Notice that they aren't there anymore because they've been bullied off for whatever reason, or because of jealousy and haters and other groups who think that they're better. But guess what? We got the best show, best ratings of all the shows. So we're doing something.
Did they get ratings? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
They say it's for, you know, they say that they don't care. They just do it for fun. But deep down, everyone cares. You know?
Of course.
We're the only group on Spotify, on iTunes, on YouTube, on iHeartRadio. We're on every streaming platform there is. You know?
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, you can see it's on iTunes, Apple, everywhere. So our show really is everywhere, everywhere. And we're the only ones that are everywhere on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on everything. So I make sure I get us out. We're very big in Chile, believe it or not.
Do it. That's because of you. You did all that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work really hard, and I really care. And it's a shame that he doesn't.
I know.
I don't get it either. I don't get it. I think it maybe came out a lot of times when I told him what's up. I told him what he is. You know, he's a bully. And that's just, you know, and all he cares about is the money, how much he's getting paid. But I've watched his website also go down and how much it's worth. So, you know, as far as the biggest poetry website, that's bullshit. If you search the biggest poetry website, it ain't going to be on there. But he's allowed to say that because at one time they were. He's also lawyered up the yin-yang. So, really nothing you can do. He owns the site. I can't do shit. You know?
Right.
Just let me be in peace. Just let me be with my group. I'm not going to fuck with nobody. I'm not fucking with nobody. Just let me be with my group. Let me do my thing. But why can't you just do that? Now, another year? That's crazy. For doing 2 years banned for bullshit? I mean, and now Raz is banned for a year.
What was he banned for?
Raz for a
what
year.
Was the
he didn't.
Reason you were banned for?
They say plagiarism.
Did you give a reason?
They said
plagiarism.
That's a lie. if you look at the evidence, you'll see that. I take great pride in writing my poetry. I've written over 6,000 poems, okay? So that's crap. That's all doctored, photoshopped, if you go back and look at the evidence. Also, A.P. Taylor, don't know if you know, he did an investigation on the whole thing, said that I was right. They're wrong. He found all kinds of holes. Randall, same thing, if you look at it. But he had people so convinced. You know, I had hate mail and all kinds of shit, like.
Oh,
you
no.
Know. Yeah, it's ridiculous. This. You know?
It's awful.
What
I got into it just because a plagiarist is back on the site. It's,
who said that?
Arcana, Moore.
Oh, that motherfucker. Yeah, he's a dick,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
I
see, I think they said something to him. They said, oh, why is she back or whatever. If you read my profile, it says, I don't care if you like me or you don't. If you don't, move along. You don't got to associate with me. You know?
Exactly.
I'm not here for you. Anyways, you know.
I can't believe people take this so personally, though. I mean, really.
Yeah. He's one. He probably went to Kevin. He probably cried to Kevin. There's another one. I forget what his name is. He wrote me a really nasty message. Something like Engelbert or Owl. Something to do with an owl. He used to be an owl. He's an asshole. Really, his name is Demu, but he won't admit it. And he was busted for stalking somebody on the site, too. So he really shouldn't say shit. So, you know, all these people that got so much to say, you know, mind your own business, you know, and yeah, it's ridiculous. But we're going to keep trucking on anyway, so people are going to believe what they want to believe. And also the one who caused this whole thing is Laughing Souls. Yeah, I'm calling you out. She's a big one. Don't know if you know her, but she's the one who got all this started. So, you know.
Did somebody actually say you plagiarized them, though? I mean, is that how this started? Somebody said you plagiarized them?
Yeah, and then he wouldn't let me defend myself, speak on it, say anything about it. He put his fake evidence up there, his Photoshop bullshit. He didn't even let me defend myself. Then he just kicked me off for a year. I was done a year. Now I put Raz for a year. Raz doesn't deserve it. I told Raz, write to him. But his moderators are bullshit, too, you know. They're favoritism. They have their favorites. And they go by that. They said it says a moderator said that you did. The moderator said you weren't paying attention to the rules. What? I only been here 2 days. What rules? I didn't even write nothing. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck? And that's so I wrote to him. You know, I told him please let Raz back, please, because. But you know, he just probably won't do that because he knows he can get into the show or whatever. So I'm sure I'm going to get kicked off for this account too. But, you know, then I'll just be back with another one. My fear is he's going to, you know, close the group. I hope not. But that's why I'm planning for that, just in case. But for all those who have been supportive, I appreciate it. I appreciate the love and the support. And he made me start all over. I had over 1,000 gold medals. He took them all, made me start over to zero. Yeah. He's like, damn. You know, but and you're right. People take it so personally, so literally. I don't know you. You don't know me.
That's
so why
thing.
Are you tripping
it's
on
like,
what I'm
now
doing?
Why did they take it so personal? It's like you, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know these people that I talk to on here.
I got balls and I stand up for myself. That's another thing they hate. You know, and the leader of Late Night Poets is another one who hates me. Us, we always have it out. Her and I. Mm-hmm. So we've already had our. Even allowed to associate with each other, me and her.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know her, but nuts.
Yeah, she did, a couple years ago, she did a whole thing against me where she'd actually doctored messages, said that I wrote them. I did not write them. She wrote them and said I wrote them, and then sent them in and got grew. Like, come on, grow up, get a life, get laid, why don't you, you know? Like, come on. Why are you so worried about me? My haters are my motivators.
I don't get it.
Ellen,
did I kick off too?
For being a hip.
Yeah, right?
That's the reason for kicked me out.
So she kicked you out too? She kicked everybody out. What'd she tell you the reason
goodness.
Was?
Why did she kick you out?
What'd she tell you the reason was, Huey?
That I was a Hitler sympathizer.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And she's the fucking saint. She's fucking Mother Teresa. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I don't even know how to come up with it. But
I could tell you, name you amazing poets that she's thrown out of there for no reason. Had her, she fired him right before he went on the air. Like, what a bitch, you know? 270. Who's calling? Hello?
That'd be me, Wayne Hint. How you doing,
Wayne, Ben? What's up, my homie? How are you?
Hey, Wayne.
Give him hell, buddy. How you
I
doing,
Dutch? Conversation, but
give him hell.
Yeah, fuck all that. Yeah, he threw Raz off and me off again, and I was only there 2 days. I didn't even write anything.
I was so happy you were back. I never was.
I know. I was so happy too, and I only came back for the group. I wanted to make the group, you know, big again. Everything, get everybody together, and I was happy too. And then I didn't even write nothing. And Raz don't deserve it.
Okay.
Not right. Raz is heartbroken.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know.
Kick off
the air? Yeah, the Dick Kevin threw me out again. I was only there 2 days. I didn't write shit. They threw Raz out. He's heartbroken. Raz didn't do anything. All he's done is support me, you know? It's not right. It's not fair. But you know what? He has his favorites, and it's his site. You can't do shit about it. So now he's banned us both for a year again, another year. I just did a year, like... You guys got to be kidding me. Like, fuck you and fuck your site and fuck your money, you know? So, yeah, he wants to destroy the group. That's why I'm going to make a Discord for us, so in case we need to hook up on another facility.
Right.
You know? That's why you guys should come join us over here in Clubhouse. You too, Wayne, the Clubhouse app. I'm going to put it up there in the chat, and that way we can all hook up over there too. Because I'm like, you know, I told him, I said, you know what? You stole the only, like, one of the only joys I have in my life. You stole it. The sunlight, you know.
That's so mean. I don't get it.
The people I love, the people I care about, you took it all from me. You stole it for no reason, you know. And all these people on the witch hunt or whatever it is are people that, the funny thing is, people that I've helped out, people that I've done things for, people that I've written with, now they have a problem, like, you know. It's just ridiculous, but I don't back down. I'm a tenacious. Like I said, I'm gonna keep fighting. You're not gonna get me. You can't get the show, so fuck you. You know.
Everybody always points the finger, so nobody's looking at them. You know.
Exactly. The true people that have stuck around and know me and all that, all of you, I so appreciate it. It's funny because the people I thought that would stick around didn't, and the ones who I thought I don't really know them that great, or some of them have, but they have. So it's like the opposite, you know. And the people that say, I got your back,
you
those are the people to run away.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. So it is what it is, you know. I guess I got to make the best of it, you know, see how long people stick around. So the first day
I came back,
it tripled. The numbers in our group tripled. People were happy that I was back, like, oh, now it's going to get back in order. But, you know, some little bitch said something, cried, whatever, and did whatever
brother.
They did, and then got wind of it. You know, because I was trying to lay low, but apparently I can't. So, anyway, but I appreciate you guys being here. And you have a SoundCloud, Wayne? Or how about we go
past? No, I don't have one ready. I got a point, but I don't have a SoundCloud.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
I have to read it.
You want to read yours first, Pat? You want to throw it on the board? Pat, Fran, and then Wayne?
Whenever. I don't care.
How's it
mean? I thought you guys were on last night. I called in last night at 9 o'clock.
I think that was a typo, Sinister did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to Sinister too for helping me out and getting that out there. So, Pat, you want to drop yours? Are you still there, Pat? Maybe she's not there.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, there's Pat.
Can you just put it on the board for me, please?
Mm-hmm. Yep. What's the name of the poem?
Caveman.
Oh, I'm in the wrong thing over here. Sorry, I got to get my other device. Okay. What did you say it was called?
Caveman.
Caveman. Okay. I like the title already. Thanks for coming, too, P. We appreciate it.
I was muted too, so no problem.
Oh, I love that. I love that picture you got right there, Pat. That's cute. Okay, so let me see. Oh, I'm in the wrong. Wait. Okay, here you go. I think this is it. Sorry, I'm tripping. So I don't know, Wayne. You know, that's how that goes. But I'd like to know what his thing with me is. I really would. But he'll never tell me. Because he probably doesn't
have... What's the website
at? Huge.
What's
the
website you talked about?
Yeah. Crazy. Okay, caveman. Got it. Maybe he should grow a pair, and he could let me know.
Hey, Boo, who's that website you was talking about?
Oh, it's called Clubhouse. It's an app. So you download the app, and we do poetry on there, and we have our groups over there. It's a lot of fun. It's unique, different than this, but you get to read your poetry.
I never couldn't get the name. You can't just say it. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Oh, it's called Clubhouse. I'm going to put the link on the board for you. But it's called Clubhouse.
Okay.
It's an app. They have it for Apple and for Android. And you download it. Not just have poetry. They have everything you can imagine. It's open. Like, it's like this, a 24-hour, 24/7 place that always has something going on. You can talk about anything you want over there. Poetry. They have sports. They have music. They have all kinds of clubs. They call them houses now. So we have a house over there. I mean, anytime you go on, there's always something popping on there. And that's just poetry. You can do lots of stuff. So, but our house is over there. And we have like over 1,000 members over there. So we got a lot of stuff going on over there. So, if you guys want to check it out, I'm going to put it on the board right now. Actually, we have a room open right now that's live over there. So I'm going to put that on the board. We shouldn't be too long tonight. So we can maybe, if you guys want to check it out, join us. Let's see. I'm going to put the link. Okay. So, Pat, caveman, that's what I'm doing. Sorry, I'm distracted. Oh, it's on the board. Okay, ready, Pat.
Okay.
What's the name of it?
Caveman.
Caveman. Okay, I don't see it.
I refresh, France?
Yeah, I'm going to refresh. Refresh. Caveman, got it. Okay. We got a picture.
Okay, hit it, Pat.
Okay. I need a caveman. Someone brave enough to drag me around by my hair. A butler who can mix a drink and pack my bags for Paris. A carnivore. Gluten guy who can cook and clean. An ex-junkie who can roll a joint to wake and bake with me. A recovering Catholic casualty. My open-minded confidant. An unassuming sexual beast, the uncouth man who will devour me.
Well, that's a fun poem.
She likes it rough. Yes. She wants to be drug around by her hair. Go, Pat. I was like, that sounds like a good evening. There you go, Pat, you crazy gal. Yeah, what do you think? Smoke and joint can wake and bake with me? That's funny. Is this true, Pat?
Well, there's some truth to it, yes. But it's kind of a metaphor for a lot of things.
Yeah. I think also what you're saying is, where am I, Gavin? Okay, I'm just checking to see if this is a new one. Oh, this is from June.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we
Who's the picture
evolve?
Of? Emily, or? Is the picture your family? Because I see you there. Maybe that's your mom?
No, that's some friends.
Oh, okay. Because the lady kind of looked like someone brave enough to drag me around by my hair. So someone to keep you in place. Someone that keeps you straight. I'm not saying in a rough, like, you know, way, but I kind of like that, too, somebody who keeps me in check because I'm all over the place. And then a butler who can make me, who can mix me a drink and pack my bags for Paris. Like, it seems like you want a manly man who's in charge and also spontaneous and knows what you like and knows what you want without even having to ask. And a recovering Catholic casualty. That sounds like me. That's funny. So, yeah, this is really good. I like it. Where's my caveman? Let me know if you find him. Let's see if he has a brother. What'd you think, Fran?
I liked it. I liked the part about pack my bags to Paris and right. The butler that can mix me a drink. Definitely, I want that. And yeah. One that could cook and clean. Oh, more, even more definitely, I like that one too. Those were my two favorite lines.
You're like can you
do everything for me?
Can we clone him?
Yeah,
we gotta throw
clone
in
him.
Boom, we're done.
Let's clone him. Sounds good. No, it's a very nice poem. I like it a lot.
Thanks, Francine.
A nice brevity there too. What about you, Caveman Wayne?
Well, what I said was, how about 8 out of 10? I'm not a recovering Catholic, and I don't care about gluten. Other than that, I'm here for you, girl. I'm ready to devour and twist you up one. Great point.
Wayne will probably rock your world. Wayne, I bet you a lot of women underestimate you, Wayne, but I don't. Really cool. Ow, my cat's biting me, sorry. Why do cats bite so much? Anybody know? Like, I don't know if that's supposed to be like a love tap or what, but, man, she's killing me over here. Pee-wee had to leave, so I think that everybody, I think Dave's going to call in a minute. So, good job there, Pat. This is a new one. So, I guess your husband's not a caveman, huh?
No comment.
That's funny. All righty. Thank you, Pat. Francine, you want to drop yours?
Yeah, didn't I drop it on the list just today?
Oh, did you? Let me
need it again?
Oh, no, I can go take a look. See, I forgot. I'm allowed to look now.
I think I did it yesterday. I thought I was going to be on. I could do it again, though, if you want.
That's okay. I see Wayne's on there. Okay. Let me see. I think you're towards the bottom.
Wired and weary. Or weary and wired. I forget which way I put it.
Wired and wired.
Yep. Copy link text. Okay. There's actually a lot more in there than I thought in there. See, that's another thing. Like, people were, like, you know, happy and excited to come to the show. Because, they're like,
yeah,
you're back. And you got to ruin my shit. Like, unbelievable. Okay. There you go, Pat.
You got it? It's on?
I mean, not Pat. I mean, Fran. Yep.
That's it. I couldn't sleep one night, and I wrote this recently. Okay, worn and wired. Brain feels wired. Guts feel inside out. Eyes are muddled. Ears deaf, mute mouth. Body unworking, unwilling. Tired to the bones. Don't want to go out. Don't want to stay home. Flipping and sliding like a fish on a rock, on the dock. Wanting back in the water, struggling, blocked. Too much sickness, too much death, sadness surrounds, can't catch breath. Too many families, too many friends, all needing, wanting, all sad ends. Can't open my eyes, can't open my ears, no brain to open, filled with fiery fears. I don't want to feel, I don't want to think, a rock for a heart, no beats, just thinks. Sleep evades me, twisting turns. Gets out of bed, write a poem. Ain't any good, how could it be? Written by a body that's abandoned me. End poem.
Oh, dang. That's a deep one. You said, do you usually have insomnia?
Sometimes. And when I do, that's what I do. I get up and write a poem, but usually I don't think they're very good because I'm like in such a fucky mood when I write it. Like,
you fucking... Yeah, I sometimes, you know, that goes to show you how much it writing helps. You know, it's therapy for some people. And that's the thing, you know, about all of this that I don't like. It's like, you know, it's people's therapy. So now you're messing with their well-being, you know?
Right. It's true.
And, you know, my best friends are on this show than people I've met here. So why would I want to leave them? Like, you know, why you got to take that? It's just fucked up. But worn and wired is the perfect description of what it's like. You know, you're I hate that, too, because your brain's awake. You want to sleep, but you can't. And you're staring at the clock. And then, I don't know about you, but I'm always tired right before I got to wake up.
Yeah.
And then I'm super tired, and I'm like, shit, why couldn't I have been
this tired? I'm
finally
asleep, and then I don't want to get up.
Yep. And then too much sickness, too much death, sadness surrounds, can't catch my breath. It almost sounds like you're drowning in the sadness.
That's
I like
how
the
it feels.
Yeah, and I love the short lines like this, short, right to the point. And then you're thinking they're not any good because that's so true. Have you ever written something? I'm sure you have now since you wrote about it. But you wake up and you go, what was I smoking? Or you're like, whoa, this is so far outside the box. Was I drunk? Or whatever, I've done that many times. And, this is good. I think everybody can relate to this. Who can't? I mean, everybody's had a hard time sleeping. I'm pretty sure, Wayne, you got a hard time sleeping. Pat, that wouldn't surprise me either. Me, of course, I'm just a spaz, so yeah, and I'm always at work. But, yeah, this is good and relatable there, Fran.
Thank you.
Welcome. What did you think, Pat?
Hey, Francine, I thought this was really good. It really moved me.
Thank you.
I especially liked the imagery in your third stanza, flipping and sliding like a fish on a rock, flying back in the water, struggling box. Yeah. I get the feeling that you're kind of a worrier.
To some extent, I am.
She's been through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like, don't want to go out. Don't want to stay home.
Yeah, you understand that. It's a feeling that you don't know exactly what you want, but you don't want to be here and you don't want to be there. And
exactly, yeah. Yeah, you captured that frustration very well. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny because I have a lot of friends like who I think are so bubbly and have so much personality, and then they'll tell me, like, I don't even go out. I go to work and I go home. That's it. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I don't do shit. I don't like people. I'm like, wow, that surprised me because it's always the people that are bubbly. It's not like the weirdo sitting in the back of the room. And some people, you all know,
right,
too, that have good personalities, and you just think, wow, they're such a people person, but they don't want to go out. And I got this thing lately.
I know people like that.
Yeah, I got this thing lately where I just feel like everyone's staring at me. Maybe I'm paranoid, but it's not even like in a, ooh, look at her way. It's just a weird way. And, like, you know when you can hear people talking about you? It's like I can hear
yeah.
it. Like, it's just blows them. It's just weird. I don't know.
It's the
like,
feeling that you have that they're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and like
you don't
these
really
old ladies.
Sure, but.
Yeah, I was working in this place and these old ladies, every time, I don't even work in the place. I just work for the place, for one patient. Every time when I leave, I hear them talking shit like, look what she's wearing, look at her hair, oh my God, it's crazy, look at this, look at that. So one day I'm walking out and I go, hey, I stick my head in there, can you ladies do me a favor today, you think? And they go, what? And I go, do you think you could wait till you start talking your shit till after I leave the building? Thanks. And they're like, that was her. That was her. That wasn't me. That was her. I never said anything. I never said anything. And I go, okay, whatever. And then they're just like all sitting there like shocked that I even said that. Because they
right.
say it so loud, the older people. Look at her. Oh, my God. What
look
is she wearing? What the hell?
But,
then
yeah.
they said to my my friend was there working for one day. She's filling in, and she had her tray. And they actually said, you can't sit here because we don't sit with colored people. And I said, hold on. What? Hold up. What the fuck? And
oh
I go, what
God. Hey?
And I'm, did they say that you don't sit with colored people? I go, she's like, boo, before you say anything, don't say anything. Listen, I got kids. I got a house. I need my job. Please don't say anything. And I go, but. And she's like, please don't. Please. And I go, but how could you hear that? How could you put up with it? I have to. Just please don't say anything. Please promise you'll walk away. Please. I'm begging. And I'm like, Okay, fine. I will, only because you asked me to. But I'm like, wow, this is fucking 2023. People got
you wouldn't believe it, right?
That blank.
It's really sad. Really
sad and really sad. Of course, I had to say something after she left, but most of them were gone by then. But I was like, wow, that's terrible, you know? And then they're loud. They can't hear, and they're super loud about it. Yep. It's, like, terrible. You know, yeah, I could talk about it for days. I won't bore everyone. But, yeah, thank you. What did you think, Wayne? And then I'm going to put yours up.
Well, what I said was, what you need is a month-long vacation on the beach with me. I think I can ignite the life again.
Oh, that sounds good.
If not, we'll just stay there and get drunk and play Monopoly. Take a break,
that's
turn fine. Off TV. Take a break, turn off TV. And have you tried meth? No, I'm just kidding. We're at an appointment. Enjoyed it. Great job.
Hey, man, I can only imagine you on drugs, Wayne. You don't even need drugs.
I used to be wild man one time.
I know. I love that poem you've written. Your poem you've written about your addiction too. I think it's kick ass. Maybe we'll go another round if we have time. Okay, so let me grab yours. People got a lot of shit to say, but their life is fucked up. That's like your single friends that tell you what you should do when you're in a relationship. You're like, man, what are you telling me shit for? You know?
Well, people with no kids that tell people with the kids how to raise them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another good one.
Or telling you, hey, don't have that drink, but they're the ones, you know, they're always the ones in the first front pew at church, too, aren't they?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mr. Wayne, ready for you.
Okay, I wrote this poem last night. I had to give one of the girls a ride home. And I was talking to her, and then she's going to be 15 this month. She's so young. And I came over, wrote a dark poem about her when she's 12, I reckon. I haven't read it somebody yet. It's called Girl Across the Street. And it goes like this. Who is it? Knock on the door. Who, Bradley? What's here for? Why are you not in bed? My mama's dead, is all she said. Bradley's 12 years old, near since 8. She was cute. She carried a lot of hate. What happened? Tell me what you saw. Shook her head. Decided to call law. As I picked up the phone, I was quick to stop. Had not seen anything to tell the cop. Told Bradley to come with me to see. She was crying, but she followed me. Got to the door, told her to stay. If anything happened, I wanted her out of the way. Walked in the foyer, turned on light. It was a lovely place, everything bright. Started up the staircase. They owned a large house. Kept listening, was quiet as a mouse. Top of the stairs, thought Bradley's room was all right. I kept thinking there must have been a fight. As I opened the door, I was grabbed from behind. Jumped and yelled like I was out of my mind. It was Bradley. She couldn't stand it outside. Said this is the guest room. Mom's room on the side. When we got to the room, I pulled Bradley to my back. I slowly walked in, turned on the light. Almost had a heart attack. Blood everywhere. She had cuts on her arm, her hand, face. How could she get killed like this at her place? Started down the staircase. Sudden pain was intense. Bradley stabbed me in the back. It made no sense. For the second stab, I fell down the staircase. As I tumbled, I saw Bradley with a wild look on her face. I tried to open my eyes, but I knew I had broken bones. I wanted to say something, but only made moans. I saw a body standing over me. Didn't know what to expect. Then I knew that she put the knife to my neck. And
no.
Francine's like, whoa, I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't.
That's what made it a good poem. And look at the girl. She looks so sweet
yeah.
and innocent. You're almost like, nah, she couldn't have been there. That's really And then this knife in the neck. Oh, I love the way you tell stories.
Oh, man.
Stared down the stairs. It was intense. Bradley stabbed me
Very
in the back.
Very intense.
So stabbed me in the back. It almost made no sense. It's like darkly funny, too, and kind of sadistic, like you are, but in
yep.
a good way. And
yep.
yeah, I like this. This is creative. And you tell stories so awesome. I love your whole vibe. You're just a great person, and it shows in your writing. And I see the progression. You just get better and better. And this story is complete. You tell the full story. We're not wondering what happened. Really good job. What did you think, Pat?
It sounds like you got involved with the wrong person.
Yeah, really.
I think so.
Yeah, and I think we've all been there before. Nice job.
Be careful the neighbors that you know, right? Okay, Francine, what did you think?
Well, you wrote this for a contest. You must have did really well in the contest because the imagination in here is great. And I would never put together a 12-year-old girl with the knife and that she did all this stuff. My God. Really.
Well, girls.
Really good.
Those are the
fantastic
girls you got
to
You know, always those girls you got to watch out for, those innocent-looking ones.
I got rid of all the girls. I got rid of all four of them this year, so I just got one girl and three guys left to get rid of. And I've only got room no more. I got to go pick them up tonight.
Mission will be accomplished.
Yeah, I've had my fill. I've had my fill of calls. Keep it ringing.
Oh, okay. Well, you only got a couple people. Keep at it. Well, maybe you'll get there. Yeah, I got somebody I'd like to fuck up myself, actually. As we know, but I was going to, let's see, I thought Dave might call, but not yet. I'm going to, well, there's some on the board that we're going to read, but I was going to play this one just because I love this poem, and I figure, why not? So I'm going to put it up there now. Okay, here we go. Then I will go to the list, and whatever we don't get done, I'll carry over till next week. Raz will be back next week. I think he just wasn't sure what was up. But I guess he didn't think I was serious when I said, no, we're having a show. So this is a SoundCloud, but I'm just putting the poem up here. Okay.
Who is it?
It's Rob Cohen.
A somewhat sensual vision on Margate Street, Sunday 11th. Voice. Reverberating ultrasound syllables. Moans, her breath, all waxed lyrical from her gold front tongue, tripping maple syrup rhythm all over and through me. Gold rush pulsing in my veins to the tune of an hypnotic, narcotic intoxication. Her tongue is an aspergillum soaking me from head to denim in holy water, and my once bland, arid garden existence blooms into a spring of shoots and star flowers, feasting and lapping on her musings, fit for saints, dishes of eucharistic supper, nourishing my spirit, quenching me in eternal devotion. Master-crafted architect lips of poetic consonancy, stroking verbiage paintings, stretching through the cyanic ceiling with mystic whispers of stardust-laced verse. Lips. Inhaling. Sipping on every drop. A ship-bound sink. Eight-ball euphoria melts eventually. Curling my toes. Spinning my head. Dizzying high kaleidoscope haze. Stretch across my mind's sky. Skin on my lips, the deeper I swim, the more my ravishing thirst grows. Aching bones drop free falling into lavender-filled sheets with knocking buckled knees and gnashing teeth. Gaze. Hazelnut curled, temple curtain locks, part the face unlocked, her supernova face shine through chocolate waves beyond. Fire loop earrings call for jumping through, whispering echoes begging the truth. Blue-eyed bullet holes shot in tangerine daylight, opening minds. Lips speak mumbling, stretching twister intertwined, mountain range verbiage. Slouched Play-Doh shoulders massaged into ornament vases, display shrine rising roses. Sunflower breasts gaze towards the sky, seeking fruits of synthesis. River mouth hips run, spilling into the ocean, dancing to Persian music in a stargazing potion. Waterfall thighs fall in a crashing crescendo, where a canoe meets the shore. Gold calves sculpted by Renaissance hands in polished marble, foundational stepping stones by shooting star-leaping feet off the ground of silhouetted perfection. Dig my grave in that holy shadow, her gaze and her face promise sorrow, for I'll never know the same height as that night our eyes met in murderous poetic delight.
Yeah, that's amazing. The whole thing, yeah, love it. What do you think, Wayne?
Well, Rob's a great poet. He can write phrases and say things about reality that I never could have even pictured. With it, he can bring it all to sight real clear. He's got great descriptions, and I don't know, he just, his emotions when he reads it, it's wonderful. He's just a great poet all the way through, all the way around. He's just a great poet. I like his poems a whole lot too. That's the second time I heard it. It's a great poem.
When you can tear somebody's Eucharistic supper, hello. Wow. Yeah, I may be biased though a little bit. But, Pat, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I love the poem. I think he's got quite a vocabulary. And his reading voice is just really awesome. I like his blue-eyed bullet holes, got blind in tangerine daylight. The imagery was really good. Great job. Thanks,
Pat. And Fran.
So I like the tongue as an aspergillum, soaking me from head to denim in holy water. And once bland and garden existence blooms into a spring of shooting star flowers. I mean, the imagery throughout this was amazing. So beautiful. The Eucharistic supper was beautiful. Curling my toes, spinning my head, dizzying high kaleidoscope haze stretched across my mind's sky. Just the way his verbiage is beautiful, the way he puts it together. Very lovely poem.
Very romantic, well-written, and intelligent.
Very, yeah. I think it sounds like lovemaking throughout, all different descriptions of it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not one bit, like, dirty, you know? Very...
No, very classy.
Yeah, beautiful, agreed. Wayne, would you read something for me from Gerald? Wayne? Come on, hold on. Are you there, Wayne? Or maybe he dropped. Let me check.
I can't see the topic board no more, so I can't find it.
Oh.
I can't see that.
Oh, you can't find
computer.
It. Okay, I'll send the link. I was going to put Gerald. Yeah, I'll find you, Wayne, and I'll send it to you. Let's see. I don't think he's hunted me down yet.
Oh, it's back. I got it back now. Is it Gerald's poem you want me to read?
I put Gerald. It says audio there, but when I push it brings me to Google Play. So I don't have that app. So. Ready, Wayne, whenever you are.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. I'm not a very good reader, but I'll give it a shot. This is called Happy Place. I feel my hatred slip away. Watching dirt bounce off his casket. This will be the final day. To be confined in by evil's net. I take a second handful yet let. It falls between my fingers and dirt. And dust fits through with no grit. It dissipates the latent hurt. This graveyard is my happy place. Where memories fade and feeling sore. Silent ground where I can face what used to be but is no more. It's here I go where others pay respect. Where mourners come to weep and leave large tears. As I view the great sight and reflect, the only thing I shed are barren fears. My lap is heard among the rotting cypresses. Watch me dance upon the little pot. Listen as I conquer fallen forces. Know the newfound joy that death has brought. This graveyard is my happy place. Memories fade and feeling sore. A silent ground where I can face what used to be but is no more. Jen?
Where I'm at would be
Hey, Wayne. Thank you, Gerald. I have to look it over again because I was in the middle of something. Sorry about that. What did you think, Wayne? You read it.
Sounds like he likes the graveyard where he goes and gets gets away from everything and talks to people that passed away. But and he's reminiscing about the times he had with all his good friends that passed. And he likes it out there in the graveyard. And it's awful quiet out there in the graveyard, so I think I'd like it out there too. But he did a good job of the poem. I wish I could read like he does. He's a professional reader. But a good poem.
Amazing reader, very manly voice. But you did a good job, Wayne. Your voice is awesome, too. So what did you think, Pat?
Yeah. First of all, Wayne, you did a great read on that. I really like this poem. It kind of almost, well, it kind of got under my skin. I feel like this is someone who maybe was abused or, by someone and is glad that they're gone, glad they're passing. I don't know if that's the case, but I feel a lot of hatred in this poem. It reminded me about something my mother used to do. She would cry whenever we brought up her father, because I guess there was so much conflict that she was glad when he passed. Yeah, anyway, this is a really, really good job. Thanks.
Yeah, good too. What did you think, Francine?
Well, I think that Wayne did a good job reading the poem. And I think the poem was kind of sad, even though he's calling the graveyard his happy place. Because I picture that, it's maybe he's happy because his life is ending, or I don't know. But it just struck me on a sad note. My laugh is heard among the rotting corpses. Watch me dance upon his little plot. Listen as I conquer fallen forces. Know the newfound joy that death has brought. Like, I don't know. This strikes me as sad, but very well written. I like the rhyme.
My cat is really tripping me out. She just keeps biting me. I don't know why. But I keep putting her down. She keeps coming back up. Okay, sorry about that. So, also I should mention that, I was debating whether I should say this or not, but one person there who can't stand me is Harco Parco. He's already started his bullshit. So, yeah, you're an ass. Why can't you just leave me alone, leave the group alone, and do your own shit, and stop worrying about what I'm doing, egotistical prick. Anyway, so, Pat, would you like to read one for me? Oh, am I on mute? No, I'm not on mute. Okay. Fran, are you still there? Did I hang up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit, I'm tripping. Okay. Hey, could you read one for... Or Pat is still here, I think. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute.
Sorry. Sure. I'm going to hear shit about what I'm saying, but I don't care. So I'm going to have Pat read Kitty, the Naughty Poet, who's back, and she's awesome. Just had her baby. Congrats there. She's over on Clubhouse.
Can you put her on the board?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, there it is.
Rough ladies now. Bye, Wayne. Thank you. Love you.
Angels in the moon. Angels in the moonlight, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Angels in the Moonlight by Kitty the Naughty Poet. 'Tis angel voice sings of a love untold, whispering sweet nothings in the wind. He would move mountains like waves to pool while the flowers flicker in the trees. Both singing the songs of untold dreams and dancing in the moon's eyes. His lingering fingers crossed her bare naked flesh, feeling his way through to her essence. Twisting her neck, she kissed him just right as his feathered wings enveloped them both into the half-moon's twilight while the flowers danced in the wind. He was her sweet escape from the shadows that surrounded her mind, neighbored by the stars fluttering their eyes, twinkling in the moonlight night.
Great read. What'd you think?
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a love poem. Love poem with passion in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like her descriptions of nature. They're always very good.
I like her accent too. I don't know if you guys ever heard her read like anywhere else or somewhere else. She's a cool person. That's good. You know, she's been with her husband a while and they just had a baby and they have two other kids. So if it's still that hot and still good, you're lucky, you know?
Sounds really good.
What do you think, Fran?
Oh, I thought that sounds like she's really in love. He was a sweet escape from the shadows that surrounded her mind. That's a beautiful line. Neighbored by the stars fluttering their eyes, twinkling in the moonlight's night. Beautiful lines. I thought it was very romantic. Beautiful love poem.
It's almost like he's like her light in the dark, even in the darkness.
Yeah.
So that's what love is, right? Like that one person who is the light, who shows you the way even when you're lost. And if you're lucky enough to find it, you should probably hold on to it if possible.
Yeah.
I love the picture. I wonder if she's also an artist, so she might have made that picture.
Yeah, but she did the picture herself, she said.
Yeah, that's bitchin' picture. Wow, that's really cool. It's got that dark moon vibe. Yeah, I love that picture. I'm going to ask her. I can use that picture. I'm going to save it. Yeah, she's an artist, a painter, and a really good one, too. Twisting her neck, she kissed him just tight, and feathered wings enveloped both into half-moon's twilight. That's romantic. You know, this sounds like a good evening.
Yeah, the whole thing is romantic.
Sounds like a good evening all around, doesn't it? I'll take it. It works for me. Yeah, nice job, Kitty, as always. Thanks. She looks younger after she had the baby. She looks even better. So good for you. I dig it. Okay, so let's see. Let me go to, I'm going to have you read one. I don't think we're going to finish all of them, but us ladies can bang out a couple more, and then we will. I was looking for something else real quick. Okay, I thought that might be something different. But anyway, let me see. I don't think it's a big deal either. Like, you know, people say, oh, guys have to read guys, girls have to read girls. I don't think that really matters. Fran, I was going to have you read Missy. Let's see. I think I've got a SoundCloud for him. I forgot to do it. I know. I was hoping Adam was going to call, but let's see if I got, I don't think I got another female. So we're going to go with, okay. This might not be, no, that'd probably be weird. Okay, I'll have you read this one. Lotus, that's a good one. Okay. And then whoever we don't finish, we'll finish next week. So guys, don't have to worry. Don't be worried that we don't read it. All right, so here we go. On the board for you, Fran, from Lotus.
Okay. Oh, it's called Now. Oh, got it. Okay, the poem is called Now. I've fallen like a golden leaf in your deluged love. Now I just yearn to drift.
It's your track, but my dream. End poem.
Wow.
Beautiful brevity.
Yeah. Can you read that again? Sorry.
Sure. I've fallen like a golden leaf in your deluged love. Now I just yearn to drift. It's your track, but my dream. End poem.
Wow. Really good brevity. You know, to write something that short, it's got to be good. Got to be a kick in the balls. And I like how she uses deluge instead of flood or torrent.
Yeah.
What's deluge?
That's like a flood or a torrent of water. That's what I learned. Is that right?
Yeah. Something. Yeah. Like a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the last line. It's your track, but my dream. That's beautiful.
Your track, but my dream. What do you think that means?
That I don't know. I get
he owns the way to get there, but she's aiming of a way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Working against them.
Mm-hmm. Falling like a golden leaf in your deluged love. Now I just yearn to drift. It's your track, but my dream. Ooh, that is deep.
Yeah.
She just wants to drift, but he's just maybe he doesn't want her to. But she's. I'm wondering about the track. I yearn to drift. It's your track.
Your track, but my dream. I like that line.
He's on like meaning like the right track or his it's his path basically,
yeah.
But her dream to get. There, but now she doesn't want him anymore.
That's kind of how I put it, right?
She tried it. She's been there, done that. But she's gonna do her own thing. It seems like I don't know. I could be wrong. But that man, how many words is that? Only 22 words got me thinking. That's really good.
Nice brevity. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and to make you think in only 22 words, not easy, huh?
I'm still trying to think about it.
Yeah, it's the track that got me, the word track. I mean, I know what it means, though, but I'm always, like, overly thinking maybe she means something else, and then it's always like, nah, that's what I mean, track, so simple. Oh, okay. But
what about love? Deluge love.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too much love?
Maybe.
Not too much. Yeah, that word is interesting.
It is. She has interesting words in there. The deluge is interesting. The track is interesting.
Yeah. Now I just yearn to drift.
Yeah, like I've had it with you. I'm done now. We've tried. Just let me be on my own. Free.
Yeah.
It's been real. It hasn't been that real. You know what I mean? That's kind of what. To me, you know, we've all been there. Like, hey, we tried. It's not like I don't love you. It's not like I don't like you. I do, but there's just no spark for me. So that's the role. Yeah,
right.
And that's a hard thing to say to somebody, really, because especially when the person's so cool, you know, you're like everything about them is awesome. You dig them. You know, you should probably be with them because they're good for you, but you just don't have that thing that. That you need. You can't create that or force it. In my opinion, it's there or it isn't. You know?
Yeah. If someone told me I was
cool, the grass always looks greener on the other side.
Yeah. You'd say what, Pat?
If someone called me a deluged lover, I'm not sure what that would mean.
Right. Yeah. I guess you'd have to ask for clarification. Right. I'd be like, wait, let me go check. Let me go look this up real quick. Yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't think that'd be a good thing.
I'd probably say thanks anyway.
Unless you look at it in a sexual way, but then that could be weird too, I guess. Oh, shit, that's funny. I'm not thinking that would be too great. I think I was going to put this one there, but I think I already did that one. All right. I was looking for this one that I just wrote, but now I can't find it. It was specifically for this reason. course, now I can't find the darn thing. I'll probably find it for next week. Anyway.
When are we on again next week? Next Sunday or Saturday? Sunday?
Yeah, always on Sunday. Oh, actually, I should do this for Rack. The last Saturday, which I believe is the 24th, Rack's going to have a show, and it's about gaslighting. So we all know what that is, right, ladies?
I'm not sure I know what it is. It doesn't sound good.
I don't know what that is either. What's gaslighting?
Oh, good. Okay, oh, that's even better then. Okay, so, you know, it's just a fancy term. Basically, I'm going to read you what the definition says because people get it screwed up. So then make your own, form your own opinion. But when you're gaslighting somebody, right, it means it's psychological manipulation in which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion into your victim's mind. Typically, gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the other person by distorting their reality and making them question their own judgment. So basically, if we're together, Pat, and I say to you, hey, I seen you at the club Saturday night, and you're like, no, you didn't, I wasn't there. You're like, bullshit, you were there, I saw you, to the point where you get to be thinking, was I there? Like they just messed so mentally that you start thinking, and it sounds ridiculous, but this shit's actually happened to me. I was like, he would tell me shit, and I'd be like, I was at work. And then I'd be like, wait, was I there? Like, wait, what the fuck? Even though I knew he was wrong, but they're so convincing, so powerful that you actually believe it.
Yeah.
And they call it gaslighting. Yeah. And the five signs of gaslighting are you basically your feelings by excuse. Others and you for their bad behavior, right? You always second guess yourself, your decisions. You have a strong inner critic. Even though you know the shit's wrong, you're still doubting it. You blame yourself for everything. You doubt yourself, and you're aware of what happens, but yet you still can't accept it. You're almost like they just got you so snowed that you actually believe it. And isn't that a trip?
Yeah, I don't like it.
No, me
neither. Motherfucker.
Yeah, and then they say these are the red flags. You're doubting yourself. You're questioning yourself excessively.
So what is this show? You're supposed to write a poem about this?
Yeah, about being gaslighting or being gaslit or if it's happened to you. Constant confusion. You're overthinking. You're perceiving what you're perceiving is right, or you're like fuck. It's psychological torture, and this is really big with narcissists. You know,
as we are born and bred to conform and to doubt ourselves.
Yep. And the more that people feel they can do that to you, the more that they win. You know, that's why I'm tenacious. I don't back down. Whatever I believe, I believe. You like it, you don't. This is what I wrote on the thing when I came back. You don't like me, move along. You don't let them associate with me, period. I'm not here for you anyway. But people can't even leave that alone, you know, because they don't have any balls. They don't have a backbone. And they follow everybody else like little drones when they don't have their own opinion. You don't even know me, shit, you know. So, because they're followers. There's not many leaders in the world, you know. But, you know, that I say rise up. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And also it says the gaslighter enjoys emotionally, physically, and financially controlling their victims. This relationship may start well, but the manipulative person may praise him or her victim and establishes this trust really quickly before they turn into the victim. So sometimes you don't even know what's happening.
No,
you know?
Because they're so good at manipulating that it's done without your knowledge.
It's almost like, you know, the person that's cheating on you is accusing you of cheating all the time, but then they're the ones cheating 9 times out of 10.
Right.
You know? So
that's
the Rack show. I think it's next Saturday, the 24th, for Rack, and then that's at 9, and it's already on the board. Oh, I put everything on the board when I was allowed back for 2 days just so I could, like, had a feeling this would happen. So put the next couple shows up there already, and then the next one will be Sunday. Will be open poetry. Rack's always the last Saturday of the month, so
right.
He's probably not here because he doesn't didn't know we were doing the show. I think a lot of people didn't know because they weren't sure what was going on. I was there and then I wasn't. So anything to ruin the show. But thank God that he can't do anything to the show. That's the good news. Because if he could, it'd already be toast already. You know, that's the thing. These hanging out with you guys and the people that are there are my friends. I love them. I care about them. I like hanging out with you guys. I want to hang out with you guys. I enjoy it. So why do you got to take that?
I don't get it. I really don't. It's, like, beyond me.
Like, we like hanging out together. You don't got to hang out with us.
Yeah. Pretty. I mean, really, what's the problem? What are we doing? We're not hurting anybody.
You know, don't join the group. That's it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
And that's about it. You know, like, let us have our thing. Let us do our thing. We're not bothering you. You know, we're not hurting you. We're not fucking up your group. So why you got to feel the need? So then to me, especially, like 6 times thrown out, come on.
You know, a lot of times it's jealousy.
Yeah.
A lot of times that's the motivator.
Yep.
When people do things like
Or fear. Everything goes back to fear.
Fear.
Yeah, that's true.
Fear.
And behind anger is always like fear and frustration, you know? And... You know, and what really blows my mind, actually, is that some people, like, I consider people like on the site I met, even though we never really met. We met, we talk, we're friends.
Right.
But some people that I've never even met, like, before this even happened, didn't even know anything about my situation. Fran being one, Pee-wee being another, still didn't know me, but still stuck around, still supported me. Like, that is amazing. And I think because Fran's a Jersey girl, that's one of the reasons.
I judge people on how I'm treated by them, and I never felt that I wasn't welcome here. So that makes you feel good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Sometimes you go on to a group, and they make you feel like you're dumb or you're something like missing.
They make you when they know damn fucking poem, you know? Yeah, me too. And there's been a lot of people thrown out of a lot of groups for no reason, just because they weren't in the cliques or whatever bullshit, you know, they want to come up with.
I
know. And I do feel like that here. That was the whole point in making the whole group. People did feel comfortable, you know. And if we even have, like, we had a resolution room, somebody, let's discuss it. Let's not talk about it. Let's talk about it, because a lot of times it's just misunderstanding.
Yeah. And if you don't talk it out, it festers and it, you know, makes it worse.
How about we be adults instead of little? And I'll tell you another thing. Some of the people I thought were my friend, biggest backstabbers, there is. So
it's crazy.
You never know.
I just don't understand it. I think it's so babyish, like, to act like that. That reminds me of junior high school or something.
It reminds me of Heathers, the movie.
Yeah, it does, don't it?
Yeah, it's like bratty kids do these things. I'm not adults.
I've never done shit to hurt you. I mean, so what's the thing? You know, why? I'm not a mean person. Fuck with me, right? But even so, I haven't hurt you. I haven't done shit to your family. Like, what the hell? Why do you have to take my joy away? I just think it's really shallow and cold and cruel. And I'm here to lift people up. Not to pull people down. That's what people don't seem to get.
Exactly.
You know? And those around are positive people. So, yeah, I don't get it. But, you know, haters gonna hate. So, you know, no matter what you do, it seems like. So, I was gonna end with, and then I'll carry the rest over till next week. Going to end with something that I wrote with Randall, who, by the way, I mean, has been an amazing friend through everything, no matter what, with all the advice and all the support, and as well as Adam, Rack, Fran. And if you go find my profile, you'll see that I put all of you in it. I said thank you right on my page. If you don't like me, move on. I'd like to give a special thanks.
What is your name on this thing? I looked up Boo, but you want
no, it's R-S-L-I-L, Boo, so Mrs.
L-I-L.
Boo.
Mrs. Little Boo. Okay, I have to look.
Yeah, MrsLilBoo.
Okay, I'll look for it.
And then, so, you know, I thanked everybody, including you guys, for sticking by me. And I think that might have, I don't know, maybe annoyed some people that I was thanking people. I don't know what. Who knows what the real deal is?
That's really dumb. If they got annoyed over you thanking people, that's got to be really dumb.
The ones that really stuck around, you know. So, yeah, that's, you know, I'm going to give props where props are due. So, you know,
they took this group away. They took it off the board.
The group.
Yeah, the whole group was off the board for a couple of days.
Oh,
because they
yeah.
told me that, they told me they were ignoring me. They were ignoring me. I can't be
yes.
throwing me out of the group, and they're ignoring me.
That's
what
happened. A lot of people out of the group.
I didn't know what I did.
It wasn't me. It wasn't Raz. Somebody threw people out of the group and then invited them back.
Yeah.
And then they said it was a glitch, which is bullshit.
And they said they were ignoring me. So I'm looking to see why is Rack or Blue ignoring me. What did I do? I couldn't imagine.
That means they blocked me.
I said, this is...
You know,
yeah,
and Raz,
they took the
so
whole
many
messages.
What did I do? Why did you kick me out? What happened? So then that makes me and Raz look like we did it. But we didn't. And so then people were like, hey, what the fuck? You know, obviously pissed off, which I would be, or hurt, which I would have been too, without an explanation.
No, but
so
then I got another email about a day or two later saying, the group is still here. We didn't kick anybody out. And I'm saying, what the heck? This is one crazy place.
It looks all jacked up. Like, we don't know what we're doing. That was done on purpose, too. You know? So anything to, you know, get us off there, you know.
Very strange. Very, very strange.
Very weird and very calculated, you know. And,
yeah, well, you know, they wanted us to be against you, I guess, but I didn't even understand it. So why would I be against you? I mean, the whole
started,
thing.
I don't even know. And people were writing into Raz, and I think that's why he banned Raz for, I don't know, what the reason, something to do with that, or maybe because he thought he was helping me or whatever. But Raz is a good friend and a true friend, and he told me I'm going to go down with the ship. So, and he has. And now I feel really bad because he's heartbroken. He loves poetry. We all love poetry. We all need poetry. Why do you got to hurt somebody like that who didn't do shit? It goes to show you the bully mentality.
I don't understand it.
You can't do shit because he owns the site. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, you can make a complaint, and he's all lawyered up, too. So, you know, I've written him personal emails, like, just let Raz back. Why are you doing this? A couple of them I went off, I'll be honest. But, you know, I was pissed off. But, you know, he says a bunch of shit's all not true. I did my time. I did a year. I did my time. Fuck. Then to give another year? What the hell? And then another one next year? Like, fuck you. I'm not going to give him a dime of my money. I'm done now. But it's a shame to do it to Raz. And if you look at Raz's page, it looks like it's still active.
So maybe he didn't take them off.
If you look at it, you know, it looks like it's all good, but he can't get in. But it doesn't say it's banned.
Yeah,
it's
so crazy.
Like it doesn't say he's banned or anything like that.
Don't change his password.
Yeah, I maybe that's what he needs to do. Maybe he's just tripping, but... yeah, maybe he should try that. But I think maybe he forgot which email or something like that. Because I don't see him. You even see right there where it says anyone removed from the group was a mistake. Please reapply. Sincerest apologies.
I did reapply. I reapplied.
I don't think Raz forgets anything.
Huh?
I don't think Raz forgets anything.
No, yeah, exactly. So, but
yeah.
It is odd.
He has a good memory. He does.
It's odd.
Yeah.
And if you're the owner of the group, it's still me. But that was my other second account, says Boo too. Which is also Boo Law.
Who is Cool Chick?
That would be me. At the moment. So,
okay.
You know, kicks up again.
Oh, okay.
Well, because Harco Parco's already talking his shit.
Okay.
Which is another person who doesn't like me for whatever reason. I've only been nothing but cool to him, helped him out when he had a medical emergency, you know, spoken to him off the app, tried to help him out. So I don't know what his issue is with me. But, you know.
I don't know him. I've seen his name on stuff, but I really don't know him.
But because, you know, he's close with Kevin, you know, very undermining. We're off the air now, so I can say this shit. He's basically Kevin's bitch, and he tells him everything. So he's always looking out. He's the one that caused the trouble between me and JCA. Him and Laughing Soul, who's a total cunt. If I could fly to India and kick that bitch's ass, I would love to. I would love to. She's a troublemaker, a fucking trouble starter.
Didn't we read her poem?
Huh?
That name sounds familiar. Didn't we read her poem from you?
No, she ain't allowed anywhere over in this direction.
Oh,
fuck
okay.
No.
I thought we did.
Yeah, she's a troublemaker.
Her name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she, you've probably seen her in other groups. She's in the other groups that have a show. Laughing Soul. She's from India. Fake, as you can get. Hi, darling. You know? All that shit, so, yeah. Don't worry, we're off the air, so no one's going to hear this part. But, yeah, she's a douche. This all started because of her. So, who, by the way, I thought was my friend. I helped her out when she was going through a rough time, a breakup. Then she was with JCA briefly, and then he didn't want her. But, because, you know, he's always been in love with me. Let's keep it real. And so, you know, she was upset about that, and then I told her the truth, like, hey, he doesn't want you, and this is hell. He was being honest, so she tried to break us up, which she did. Now he's with this chick, Mocha, who's also, you know, douchebag too, who I can't stand, who he basically told him or boo or me.
Are these people all on our poetry?
Yeah, these are all on our poetry.
The
other, like, radio show groups. But, yeah, so, you know, the whole thing is, like, just a witch hunt. Like, they did the same thing to Dave Prophet last year. They tried the same shit to him, turned people against him. And he's also stuck by my side, which I appreciate. But, you know, once they get that mentality on you, and Phil My Eyes, the leader of Late Night Poets, is the big one who's involved. She hates me, and I hate her with every fiber of my being. She also doctored messages, said I wrote shit, said I was a whore, a hoe, but you're fucking a married man. Get out of here, you skank.
Oh, come on,
you know, like, fuck you.
She
also tried to break me and AP up when we were together, which she did successfully one time. You know, there's a lot of shit, like, that happens behind the scenes. People pretend they're a supporter, pretend that they care, but really they're not. They're cold-blooded. They're fake. They're phonies. So this whole thing has showed me who my true friends are, that's for sure. And it ain't the ones always that you think it is, you know? So they also don't like that I speak out. Like, I've totally called him a pussy-ass bitch, a pussy, a fag, a fucker. Fuck you. Fuck your site. I mean, everything under the sun. You're a piece of shit. I've never written him that many emails like that. I admit.
That's why he throws you off.
Yeah, that might be the reason. But I told Raz to write to him. I gave him his email. Write to him sincerely because you didn't do anything wrong. And
maybe that's why he's still on. Maybe he is still on.
It doesn't look like his. It looks like his page is fine to me. It doesn't say banned. Doesn't say anything. But then I got an email that said he was banned. So maybe if he tries to log in or something. But on mine, he specifically put banned. You know, and the reason just to make me look really stupid. Here's the thing. If you take a poem, you could do it right now. Take a poem, any poem of yours from the website, put it through a plagiarizer checker. It's going to come up plagiarized because you're taking it from the website. If you wrote it in just a notebook that you have at home and you put it through, it's going to come up not plagiarized. So that's one thing, you know. I put the first five of Kevin's poem through the plagiarizer. Three of them said they were plagiarized. So... Yeah, dude, and his poetry sucks, too, by the way. And I don't know if you've ever read any of his shit, but it's shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, he's going to kick me off, guaranteed. This account's going to get banned, and then I'm just going to have to come back and do another one until finally he either closes the group or whatever. I'm trying to change the ownership to the group, to Randall, because he said I could, but it's not letting me. So,
oh, really?
He also probably knows that I used Raz's account to do everything, and that's how I got around for the last year. And how crazy is it Raz to actually let me? Right? He was like, you can do whatever you want.
He didn't do
anything, Raz. Let me tell you this. I used to love to be Raz and get in fights with people. Not fights, but get in mental battles with them, like the bitch Laughing Souls. I was over on another show, And I was really going off on her, going at her. And she was like, Raz, I don't understand why you're, what's with the attitude? Why you're so aggressive towards me? And I was like, bitch. Just messing with her. Like, and I would look at her shit. I would just mess with her so bad. I would do all the shit as Raz. And he didn't even care. I didn't do anything too crazy because everybody knows he's not a cruel person. But everything, like making the boards, making the topics, I did it all as Raz. You know, Sinister let me use it yesterday, so that's how I did that. All that stuff. You know, Adam lets me use his stuff too. So I don't do anything like to hurt anybody, get anybody in trouble. I just do the topics, the groups, maybe whatever. But you know, he's sure this one will be gone by tomorrow. Even behind a VPN on the library computer, behind a VPN, he caught me once, only once, but. I've been thrown out so many times that it's not even funny. I got thrown out of Late Night Poets because she said I was making sexual messages to Laurent, who she's with. I was like, you guys, are you kidding me? First of all, he ain't my type. Second of all, he's old enough to be my grandfather. And third, who cares even if I was? He was writing back. So, but that's not what happened. I didn't write anything sexual. She made it all up. And then she changed my words. It's Photoshop, total Photoshop job. But and then she wrote me back in some weird metaphor. Clever. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to computers, I have no clue about Photoshop and all this. Forget it.
Yeah, I do. I got my developer's license, so I can tell you this. That site's not very safe.
I believe
it. Also, I recommend. Anybody to back up your poetry at least once a month. Send one to your email and then download one. Because if you get kicked off, luckily I got all 6,000 of my poems off here. You know.
No, I never did that, and I have about 2,000 or 3,000 poems on there myself.
You should do it, Pat. You know how to do it. I mean, Fran, you want me to show you how to do it real quick? Do you know how?
Yeah. How do you do it?
Hey, ladies, so. I got to get going.
Pat, thanks for coming. Love you.
Take care, Pat.
You're awesome. Okay. Give me a call. Let's hang out. Oh, are you coming to California soon, aren't you?
I don't know, maybe.
But you said you were. If you do, you better visit me. And I appreciate your friendship, Pat, and appreciate your support always.
You got it. All right.
Love
good night.
Talk to you next week. Get your
okay,
don't forget
you.
Your gaslighting poem. I'll remind you.
Okay.
So, Fran, you got to go to your page. Let me get over there. Okay, so I'm going to go to your page. Well, oh, no, I can't. I'll go to my own page. So you go to your page, right, in your profile, and then I don't have any poems listed here, so that's not going to help me. Okay, yeah, then you go down, and it's where it says currently online or whatever, you go to export. Hit that.
And it goes to your email?
Yeah, so no, I'm going to show you the whole thing. You hit export, right? And then...
Yeah.
It'll say send it to your email or download it. So I always do both. Send one to my email. So then you put your email in there. And then it'll send
okay.
you all your poems from the first one you did all the way to the last one you did in order.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It says
but
that all at one time?
In Hotmail form, which is fine. Some people don't like Hotmail form. So if you wanted to send it to me, I could convert it for you into Word or PDF or show you how to do it. Whichever. I always like mine in PDF because it just looks nicer. And then they're nice. They're in order. They're dated and everything.
And that's all you put is export, and then you put your email
yeah.
address, and you put download.
Yep. And you can make sure you do both. You can download, and you can send it to your email. And it takes about maybe 30 minutes, depending how many you have. And then you have it in your email, and you could save it for life. Because to me, if you lose your poems, you're losing a piece of yourself.
I know.
They're like your little baby.
That's true.
You know?
And I want them downloaded. I want them on, you know, in print.
And it'll be a nice, neat order. I even know how to make an audiobook and a book for you, way cheaper than Kindle can. So then, you know, if you want to leave them for your grandkids or whatever, they have
yeah.
a nice... I made two books for a friend of mine. One to give to his kids when they get older because he was dying. It was so sad. And then I made another one for my friend. I have a bunch for my own. Like me, I don't know if you know A.P. Taylor. I think you probably do.
Yeah, from the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, him and I used to be together, right? So we wrote a book together because we used to love to write collabs. We love to write together. So we have a book of 130 collaborations that we wrote.
Wow.
We were going to publish it until we broke up due to partly because of the bitch from Late Night Poets. So anyway, that book is something that I made, and it looks really cool because I made the float pictures in there. So we brought it to a publisher, and they said, which is a really big deal, this is like 80% publishable as is. I was like, damn, really?
Wow.
Him, because I'm not, it's only because he's meticulous with all the punctuation and shit. So they said, we like the book. We like the premise of the book because it not only shows the progression of your poetry, it shows the progression of your relationship. And it did.
Oh, how nice.
From the minute we met until, but now he won't let me publish it. Because,
Well, why not? You won't get credit for it.
Yeah. And the poetry is really good. I mean, like, I would throw him a stanza, he would throw me back one, I would throw one back, he'd throw one back, boom, we're done. It was never, like, a lot of work. I also got a book with Randall, but we only have, like, 40. But I love to write with Randall, too, because he's, if you can write with him, then you're doing pretty good, because I think he's amazing. So I always have to up my game,
who,
you know.
Who is this other one?
Randall.
Oh, Randall. Okay.
Yeah. And then my boyfriend who's on there, who's Rob, you know, Cohen, of course, if you haven't picked that up yet, he wrote a book, and the whole entire first chapter is dedicated to me, and every poem is me. It's so cute, and he wrote my name in it, and, like, that's forever, you know, even if you break
up. Yeah.
That's still there. So the one I played tonight was one of his hot, sensual ones I like, but it's still very classy. I love the accent. But I don't know where I'm going with this topic, but I'm just saying, you could put all your PDFs into and make them a book. You should also, I'm going to send you the link. You should join Clubhouse, too. It's a lot different than this. It's kind of intimidating and kind of scary because these people bring it, you know? So, but you got to find, there's all different rooms or what they call around. So you just got to pick and choose the right room, you know? And
right.
You got to fill out the room, like, for what you want to do.
Right.
I wonder if tonight's show taped, because I don't think it, maybe it didn't, because I don't know if it does when you do, or maybe I'm supposed to shut it off. Let's see. Because usually it's up here by now, but I noticed, unless I didn't turn this off yet. Maybe I didn't turn it off yet. Oh, no, it says that it's done. Interesting, because you know what, I did, maybe it doesn't tape it, because I did go live now, and I think when you do that, maybe it doesn't, or maybe I'm supposed to hang up. That's the reason.
Well, we better
that.
Hang up then, because you might get in more trouble.
You can give me a call, though. My number, you want to write it down? Oh, we're still on there. No wonder why it's there. Okay, I'm going to send you my phone number.
Okay.
We're not taping. It's off the air. It's just that I got to hang up. That's all.
Well,
so,
you have my phone number there, right? 917? Or where?
Right. Okay? And we can pick up where we left off.